How's your mom holding up?
She's doing okay, but we just lost another nurse.
How many is that now?
Two. And I know what you're thinking. She's eating them.
He's just so impossible. They keep quitting.
So who's watching her now?
A bowl full of M&Ms with a few Ambien tossed in.
What up, guys?
Hello. Hey.
Okay. Well, now that everyone's here, Penny and I have some big news.
We're engaged!
Oh, my God.
And I thought me having sex with Emily was going to be the big news.
That's amazing!
Yeah! Oh, my God!
Hey. What the hell?
You guys propose all the time. This never happens.
You're right! Yeah.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
Boy, I'm so hungry today. I wonder why.
Because you had sex the other night?
You know what? That may be it. By the way, it isn't like riding a bike. Like, I fell off a few times.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
You okay?
I just got called into President Siebert's office. The university won't let me switch my field of study to inflationary cosmology. They're forcing me to continue with string theory.
Why?
He said it's why they hired me, it's what my grant was designated for, and that everybody has to do things they don't want to do. He then gave an example of something he had to do, even though he didn't want to, which was look at my stupid face.
That's a rude thing to say out loud.
It's an outrage. Honestly, I'm tempted to leave the university.
You know, if you're really serious about that, I hear there are some exciting opportunities in home care for the old and fat.
Whatever you do, just don't make any rash decisions.
I don't know. I am really aggravated.
When I'm feeling low, I have sex with a girl. But that's just me.
Oh, come on, give her a chance.
No, life, it is too short.
Send any more people?
Yeah, maybe it's time we just release Ma back into the sea.
That's not helpful.
Well, then we may need to get used to the idea that we're gonna be living here the next few months.
Oh, we have jobs. We can't babysit her 24 hours a day.
What if we use our vacation time?
I wanted to go to Hawaii, not hell.
I don't know what else we can do.
Louie, I love you. And as your wife, your mother is every bit as much my problem as she is yours. So, I want a divorce.
Hello, Leonard.
Hi, Mom. I have some exciting news.
I'm listening.
Before I tell you, will you promise to try and be happy for me and keep any concerns you have to yourself?
No. So let me save you all of your hemming and hawing. Sheldon already told me that you and Penny are engaged.
Yeah, I hate that you talk to him more than you talk to me.
Would you like for you and me to talk more?
You know what, it's probably fine.
In any event, while I've had my misgivings about Penny. Sheldon spoke very fondly of her, and if she is good enough for him, then she's good enough for me.
I'm your son. What about the fact that she's good enough for me?
Sure.
Thanks, Mom.
Leonard, would it make you feel better to hear that your mother approved of your life choices?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, well, you should work on that.
No, Mom, it's the same guy I've been going out with for the past 2 years. Yeah, the scientist. Well, it's complicated. I mean, he works with lasers and atomic magnets. No, I did not see it coming. No, we did not set a date. No, I am not pregnant. Yeah, this is a first for our family. All right, tell Dad I love him. I gotta go. All right, bye.
Atomic magnets?
Shut up.
Sorry I'm late. The leaf blower broke, so I had to hand dry my mother-in-law.
You want some wine?
Thanks. Little warning before you jump into this marriage business. You're not just marrying him, you're marrying his family.
I think Leonard's mom's okay with me.
It doesn't matter if she's okay with you. The question is, can she go to the bathroom by herself? Hit me again.
So what are the living arrangements gonna be?
Well, I haven't really talked about it yet, but I figure at some point I'll move in with him or he'll move in with me.
Well, with you not working, that makes financial sense.
You're not working. How would you like a job in home health care?
Not a chance.
Please, I'm desperate.
No.
I'll pay anything you want.
Okay, then yeah. No, keep your money.
Could have ridden a bull longer than that.
What you working on?
I'm writing an appeal to the faculty senate so that I can move on from string theory.
How's it going?
You tell me. Dear esteemed colleagues, as you may know, I have requested to change my field of study. My decision to do so is, I believe, in the best interest of science. At your convenience, I'd be happy to explain it to you in words you'll understand.
It's nice that you called them esteemed.
You're right, I'll take that out.
So listen, there was something I was hoping to float past you. Now that Penny and I are engaged, I thought we might want to talk about our living arrangements.
Of course. She's spent many nights here, and you're worried about preserving the myth of her virginity before the wedding.
I'm not.
Good, because not only has that ship sailed, if it hit an iceberg, countless men would perish.
Actually, this is about where she and I are going to live.
What do you mean?
Well, we might want to live together.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've already given this some thought, and I'm willing to let Penny live with us one day a week for a trial period. Now, obviously not when she's made cranky by the shedding of her uterine lining.
That's very sweet. But we were thinking more of us maybe living together with not you.
I don't understand. But how can we all live together if I'm not there?
Look, I know this is change, and that sounds scary.
But now, where are you going to go?
I don't know. We just started to think about this. Maybe I'll move in with Penny, or maybe she and I'll take this place and you can move across the hall.
Okay, move across the hall? Did you take a marijuana?
No, I did not.
Did you get hit on the head with a coconut?
No.
Well, then I'm all out of guesses. What, me, move across the hall? Why would you even suggest such a thing?
Because I love Penny and I want to give her the life she deserves.
I see. You're putting your future bride's happiness above mine.
Well, yeah!
Wow. Dare the university force me to go back to string theory.
They just don't appreciate you.
Yeah, and on top of that, Leonard has the audacity to suggest that now that he and Penny are engaged, he may not want to live with me anymore.
Here, I made you some strawberry quick.
I have real problems here, Amy. I can't be mollified with a beverage designed for children.
Mmm, yummy.
You know, this might work out for the best. I mean, you're always complaining about what a terrible roommate Leonard is. Like how he turns up the thermostat when you're not there.
Oh, it's like walking into the Amazon. And not the good Amazon with one-day shipping. It's the awful one with birds and snakes.
You hate the sound of all those keys on his keychain?
Four keys! Yeah, who does he think he is, a warden?
See, maybe you'll love living alone.
I don't know. Perhaps.
And if it turns out you don't, you and I could live together.
You would? Oh, sure.